Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, and I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you taking time out of your day to be here with me and see what Spirit wants to say to you today through this program. So heads up, we are going into a Mercury retrograde. It does start this week, actually really soon this week. So just be prepared for that. And, you know, during that time, I wouldn't sign any contracts, anything like that. But we are going to go into another Mercury retrograde this week. So heads up on that. Let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we'll take your calls. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother, God, I just ask that you just help me move by right now and become this vessel that you always use on this program. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that opportunity with my listeners today. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray for them right now. I pray that you would just meet their need physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever needs that they have. Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just bless them today and just meet that need. You know, sometimes, Father, Mother, God, this world can get overwhelming for us at times. And just, I just feel like somebody's a little overwhelmed today. And so I just pray that you would just help them realize that you're with them today in the midst of the storm, and that things will get better. And so I must thank you for that knowledge, and I thank you for your love and everything that you do for us. And I say namaste, and I say amen. All right, let's go ahead and take some calls. If you would like to be a part of the program, do so by calling me at this number, 347-327-9316. There's some calls ahead of you already. But again, that call-in number is 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and speak to 408. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call, and I really appreciate that prayer that you just did. It was so beautiful, and it really brought me into my heart space, so thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you. How can I help you today?
I was calling just to receive any messages that my angels or spirit would like me to know or understand, any clarity that they could bring forward, I'm open to.
Okay. The one thing I keep hearing is having patience with yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And not to get into your head, not to listen to the chitter-chatter of your head so much. But getting, you're doing a really good job of doing that. They just want you to continue. I'll see, get up a move with you. Are you considering a move, or why would I be picking up a move with you?
You know, I don't know. I'm not moving. Somebody is moving out of our current home.
Okay. Maybe that's what I'm picking up, because I keep picking up a move. So, so that's a good thing, I guess. For the situation at hand. But I feel like that, you know, you just need to, you know, continue to center yourself, continue to ground yourself, and stuff like that, and you'll be all right. So, does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does.
Okay. So just take care of yourself.
Okay, and is there anything for career that comes forward?
Are you working currently?
Yeah, I'm working with children right now, and also working with music.
Okay. I see the music stuff being more prevalent this year, more up there, up front. I feel like that's going to be something that you're going to be more focused on this year as we continue. You're going to be more focused on that. Not that you don't care about the children. You care about the children, and you do a wonderful job with them. The music is just going to take more of a front seat this year.
Awesome. Okay,
Okay.
thank you. If there's anything else, I'm open. Otherwise, I really, really appreciate it.
I don't feel like there's anything else, but I appreciate you calling in today.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and speak to my next call. It's 954. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. It's Ann. Been a long time.
Hi,
almost
Ann.
24 hours.
something's
good to hear you again. Something's been on my mind bothering me since back in April, and I gotta see what you think. I've had a cousin that I've been very close to, and he just lost his mom, my aunt, in September, and his father's living with him. He was supposed to come down to see me for a few days, and I rarely get to see him. It's been like 3 years, and it's been seven since I've seen my uncle. And when he called to say when he was coming down, he was just like his usual abrupt self. Well, I'll be down in 3 days, then I'm out of here. And real, I don't know, just kind of rushed. And I kind of made a comment like, you never really do have time, or I never do see you, whatever. Well, it set him off for one reason or another, and he just blew up in my face and slammed the phone down. And I had some things coming from my aunt, which came by mail. He never called me back. And his birthday just passed yesterday. I just decided I didn't bother sending a card, which I've always done. And but it still upsets me because we were close. I wanted to see my uncle. I wanted to see him. I just, you know, didn't like the way the whole thing went. Let's see what you
right.
think.
Yeah. I like, you know, that there's a big, huge misunderstanding right now with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just feel like that he's just have blown this out of proportion. And so I just feel like that, you know, things can be worked out, but it's going to take some effort on your part, you know, if you want to reach out to him.
Do you think
I feel like
something
yeah,
else was setting him off, and I was just...
Yeah, I just feel like that you were the icing on the cake, sort of.
Yeah.
And,
the last
I just feel like that, you know, your call was just too much, you know, at that time for him, and he just took it out on you.
That's what I felt.
I just feel like, yeah, he's just under a lot of pressure. So, but
I know
I just
he
feel
just
like
lost his mom, but I'm grieving too over the loss of my aunt. We were very close, and
right.
I was like almost like a family member. You know, I was almost like her daughter. So
right.
I feel really bad about it.
Yeah, but,
my
you
uncle.
Know, I feel like
I want to see him too. Yeah.
I feel like that if you want, you know, this relationship to continue, you're going to have to reach out to him a little bit and, you know, just because I don't feel like that he's going to step out and reach out to you. You're going to have to step out.
He's gotten, you know, through the years, he's always been impulsive, but in through the years and certain pressures have just set him off, and he's not well to begin with. And,
right.
you know, I'm concerned about him with the heart condition and everything.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. You know, I feel like I put more pressure. But on the other hand, I don't want to pressure him. If he don't want to, you know, put me on his list, whatever. I just feel bad about it, you know.
Right. Yeah, it's a terrible thing that's going on. But, you know, I just feel like that. You know, he's waiting for you to reach out to him. So,
well, I guess I'm going to have to get my life in a better space so before I do it, because I've got to take care of me, too, because
right.
I have nobody to turn to right now. I don't have any family
right.
members. And,
right.
you know, not a lot of close friends and that. So, well, I'll have to think it over. So you don't think he'll be reaching out anytime soon?
I don't feel like that he'll be reaching out anytime soon, no. Sorry.
And does that go as well, I mean, with the uncle? I mean, he has his own phone line and everything. Do you think he'll call, or do you think because of the upset?
Yeah. I feel like that he'll call.
Yeah.
I thought of calling him.
I'm just hoping things are going well because he had to make, you know, quite a move. It's pretty hard at 89 years old to lose your wife and have to just suddenly move out of your home and, you know, come to a different state.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's difficult. No.
Yeah. So it'll have to be me.
Right.
And also, my neighbors that I've made friends with are having to move this month. Do you think it's going to work out for them? Are they going to be, you know, in a better place, or how are things going to go for them? Or do you see them, you know, still staying in touch, or how is that going to work out?
Yeah, I feel like that they'll stay in touch. I really feel like they value your friendship. Yeah. And so, but I feel like that their move will go well for them. So
yeah, it's real hard for them, and they're not in a great place themselves, you know, emotionally and everything. I've been supportive, but I think it probably will be better for them, even though they have to move it some distance.
Yeah, it will be a better person for them.
Hopefully so. All right, Michael, I do appreciate you tuning in to me.
No problem.
And you have a great night. I'll continue to listen. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Next call is 856. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Can you pick up anything? Because I've been trying and I'm getting annoyed with it about a job aspect of it. For this week,
okay.
I have a few coming up.
Okay. Do you got any interviews coming up?
I think I have two that are supposed to be scheduled this week for interviews. I'm not sure about it yet, so.
Yeah. I'm picking up that you're going to have an interview this week. Looks like about midweek. Looks like about Wednesday to me.
Cool.
And it should go well. You should have an offer.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I definitely feel like, yeah, you should have an offer by the end of the week.
Cool.
You know, I think you'll have the interview. I think you'll have the interview, and then they'll wait until the end of the week to call you and then offer you something. They have to talk it over and stuff like that. But I definitely feel like an offer is going to come.
Appreciate it. Anything else that
no
I have to know this week? Did you pick up or I'm good?
You're good. I don't see anything popping up for you this week except for, you know, this good thing about the interview. I don't see any major issues. So you're good.
Cool. I appreciate it. Have
no
a good
problem.
Week.
You too. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, let's talk to the next caller. Is 786. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Samantha. How are you?
I'm good, Samantha. How can I help you today?
Yes. Well, I was wondering about relationship and love. I'm not currently in a relationship, and I was interested in a person, but I don't feel any type of reciprocation with that one. So I was just wondering, do you see some good candidates coming in?
Yeah, you should have somebody else coming in to play by the end of the week. I was going to say sometime next week, but I feel like if somebody's coming in as a love interest this week, so.
Oh, wow. That's quick.
I know. That is quick. So, but, yeah. But definitely feel like somebody that you're going to really interact well with, a very spiritual person, be on the same page with them. So that's all I'm really getting about the person. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds really great. And is there, like, indications, like, do I know him already, or will I just, I guess, stumble upon him?
I feel like you guys will, like, stumble across each other, you know, and he'll make an effort to say hi, and then it will go from there. But I feel like that he'll reach out to you and make that first contact by saying hi. I don't feel like it's anybody you know. I mean, I feel like it's somebody new. So don't be scared if a stranger comes up to you and say hi. So,
okay.
But, you know, I feel like that, you know, he'll make that first contact.
Okay. Wow. Well, thank you so much. Hopefully I can call and say, you know, I think I met the person you're speaking of.
Okay. Yeah, let me know how things go, okay?
Okay, well, thank you so much, Michael. Have a great day.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's speak to the next caller. It's 70. Oop, hold on. Everybody jumped and 702, Rose.
Hi, Michael. It's Rose. Everybody fell off earlier, too. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Boy, retrograde started. What fun it
yeah.
is. Can I just have a general read, please, just so you're picking up for me?
Okay. You need to trust spirit more. Don't question so much, you know, when things are going well. Which things are going well for you right now? Don't create issues. Our brains have a way of trying to get us to fear or get us to get into our heads. And you know, one thing that you need to do is just trust spirit more. That spirit's going to provide for you. And because right now, like I said, you're in a very good place. So let's keep you there and just see you grow more and more in that place.
Okay, thank you. That was beautiful, and I really needed to hear that today.
Yeah, because you got a big thing coming up tomorrow, but, you know, it's not as big as your brain is trying to make it into. You know, your brain is trying to put you in a place of fear. So don't go into that place. Just trust spirit that they're going to help you through that. So, all right.
Thank you, Michael.
No problem. You might call me after the show's over as well. So.
Okay.
I'll talk to you after the show.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right, bye. All right, next is 917. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I'm just trying to see if there's a love interest coming my way also.
Love him? Is that what you're asking? I had a little hard time hearing you. I don't know if
I'm
it's
sorry.
Me or...
It's my computer. I'm trying to figure out if there's love coming my way.
Yeah, definitely coming your way. As you go out of May into June, you should have a love interest.
Anybody
somebody's
I know?
Coming in with... I do feel like that you know them, but I don't feel like you really have talked to them. I feel like it's like somebody that you met and just had like a casual conversation with. It is somebody that you do know. I mean, it is somebody you have talked to.
There's someone that I met recently, but the communication is not there yet. So I'm wondering if that's the same person.
Yeah, I feel like it is. I mean, when you mentioned that, I get a tingling sensation, which means that that is a confirmation for me. So I do feel like it is that person.
The end of May to June, you said?
Yeah, into June. So.
So the communication is going to improve, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Communication will pick up, yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. No problem. But it's gonna be slow to begin with. So just be patient with it as it unfolds. But it's gonna be a little slow. So
it's
gonna
be a what?
All
right. I didn't hear the last part. It's gonna be okay.
Slow.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Appreciate it.
All right, you can have a great day. Thanks for calling in. All right. Yeah, so the relationships, so we all have to have those in our lives. And speak to, I think this is written in Hong Kong, but let's check, see who it is. Hello.
Hi, Michael. Good afternoon to you. Good morning to me. Well, I have two questions. Ask you. The first one is, 2 days ago, Mom and I, heard some noise in the living room. Somebody was talking there. It was like a lady's noise, okay? But actually, there wasn't anyone in the living room. We were in our own room. So I was wondering, that is our house haunted,
Yeah. I like that there is a couple of spirits in your home. So it's nothing to be scared of, but there's like a couple of spirits. There's like a woman and a man that's in your home. And they're trying to communicate with you. You don't know them. But I feel like they're connected with the property, that they've been there for a while. So
how long are they there?
Excuse me?
How long are they here? How long have they been here?
Yeah. They've been there for a while. I don't know how long exactly, but they've been there for a while.
So what do they want to tell us about?
They're just wanting to communicate with you and just get to know you.
Oh, yeah. Right? So is it something negative or positive?
It's positive. It's not negative. It's nothing for you to be afraid of.
All right. And, Michael, the other thing is, I have some kind of bone, soreness, aching, especially on my left-hand side. Do you think it's something serious?
Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing you today. I don't know exactly what's going on, so... What was your second question?
No, my second question is, I have some kind of bone soreness, bone ache, on my left-hand side. So is it okay?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
All right. So another thing is, I try to get on your, browse around your website. Is it insight, INSIGHT, with Michael?
Yeah, it's Insights with Michael.
Okay. Is it, is it the Insight?
It's .net.
Okay, .net, net? Spell it.
Yeah, N-E-T, yeah.
N-A-T. Or any tea. Okay, and, okay, all right.
And like in, okay. And like in nut.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay,
so.
All right. So thank you, Michael. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we're going to go ahead and close out. Let me give you the website address. It is www.insightswithmichael.net. That's www.insightswithmichael.net. You can set up readings over there with me. You can make a donation to the program if you like. That site's still being worked on, so it's a slow process for me, but hopefully I'll get that up more maybe this week. We'll have time to focus on that a little more. So, appreciate you tuning in. Hopefully you've enjoyed the show, and we'll talk to you again next weekend. So have a great week, and just be gentle with yourself as we go into Mercury retrograde. So, all right, talk to you again next week. Bye-bye, guys.